And we are back with Olivia. Olivia, thanks for waiting.
No problem.
You are so kind, dear. And you're doing such a terrific job. My goodness, I knew you'd be great. So, okay, so let's just set the table, so to speak, for folks who may have just joined. So Olivia is a patient of mine, and she's, so you're 14 now, right? Going on 15?
Yep.
Yeah. So she started to come to see me at 11, and she was having stroke-like symptoms that the neurologist could not find, and they were pretty much unexplainable, and her parents had been seeing me for their own conditions, and using the nutrition response testing technology, we were able to identify the root cause of Olivia's stroke-like symptoms, and it was food dyes and preservatives and colors, and so gave her a nutritional healing program, and at 11, she found it hard to stick with the dietary things, which essentially eliminated, as she indicated before we went to break, grains, or at least most of the grains, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And of course, the other one, which is a no-brainer, and anybody out there who's listening, if you can start this on your own, and that is eliminating concentrated sweeteners, which means we had to eliminate, for Olivia, both the source of the problem, which was artificial foods, these food colors and dyes, Skittles and M&Ms, but we also had to eliminate the sugar. And, you know, I mean, take a Skittle away from a young person and you just got, you know, you got a fight on your hands.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you did it at times, and when you did it, you noticed that things really felt so much better. And then you had that injury while you were doing track, and that wasn't healing, and then you finally got it. You finally got it. So you were saying the hardest things. What changed your mind to finally do it and stick with it? And you talked about, you know, the food changes, and grains were one. What else?
The whole sugar thing,
yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, even before, I didn't eat that much candy, but there was candy that I could not live without, and that was the Skittles and the M&Ms and the Paydays, and big one is the Swedish fish.
The what?
Swedish fish.
Swedish fish?
Oh, my goodness.
A delectable delight?
Oh, yes. And red as can be.
Red?
Yeah. Oh. Guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I never heard of Swedish fish. I'm so sorry.
You have never?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You know me, hon. You know, you've been educating me. I'm so out of it.
Well.
So out of
it. The whole sugar, grains, those were the big ones.
Those were the big ones. Yeah, because you could eat everything else. You could eat the meats, you could eat the vegetables, you could eat the eggs, you could eat the dairy. I mean, it was really just eliminating the high glycemic carbohydrates, and especially the food dyes, colors, and preservatives, the artificial stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was, I remember, it was amazing to me. It was just like you had a completely different attitude
mm-hmm.
about the whole thing. Because you were, I remember, you were you know, it was almost like you were telling me, hey, this is a no-brainer. I stopped it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you were telling me about your friends, because you were talking to your friends because they were experiencing lots of problems, right?
Yes.
And so what were you, you know, how were you addressing them?
It's just like you need to understand that you don't need that stuff. Yeah, it tastes good, but you're going to feel like poo the next day or within moments. And friends would always be breaking out with pimples all over their face, or they would always be tired. Just, it was no good.
No good. And maybe some of them even have bad menstrual symptoms.
Yes, big time.
Yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awfully young to be dealing with these issues. I mean, gosh, if you're going to start dealing with them now, my goodness, what's, you know, you got maybe 60, 70, 80 years left. Well, maybe not with menstrual problems, of course, but something else. So So you you talk to them, right?
Yeah.
And you have these discussions at times, yeah, right? And what do they tell you? What do they say to you?
They're just like, well, it's too hard to stick to, you know. It's easier to just go with what we're eating already. And friends have actually, once they try the stuff that I eat, they're like, this tastes so much better. Like, it's just completely raw stuff, like raw organic stuff that I eat all the time. And they will try it, and they love it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And I mean, can you imagine, I mean, would you, now you know you're sort of on the other side of the fence now, right? And yeah, you know, kind of where I was coming from all along now. And doesn't it just, I mean, you know, what's your response when someone will say to you, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it, I'd rather suffer. I mean, what do you say to them?
I say, you either live your life or you feel like crap.
Just that simply.
Yep.
I don't think I actually said crap to you, but it's okay to say.
I came up with that.
You came up with that, yeah. Because, I mean, the truth is the truth, right?
Yeah.
And have I proven that to you on every level?
Every single one.
Every single one. Every one. It's nutrition.
Yes.
When I say that, folks, it's nutrition. It's what you're putting in your mouth. And Olivia is a just a beautiful example of, you know, when someone says it's too hard to do, you say what?
You either live your life or you feel like crap.
Yeah. It's that simple. And live your life with the knowledge, because of course you've got to get that knowledge. You really didn't have that knowledge before.
Yeah.
And by utilizing the nutrition response testing and that technology to identify that quote unquote, as you said, voodoo technology, right?
Yeah.
That voodoo that I do so well.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We find the root cause of what's going on and we fix it.
Yep.
And of course it requires some, I suppose, willpower or determination. Really what it requires is you just make up your mind. You just make a decision.
Yeah, basically.
And you did. And then you recently, as a result of feeling so, so good and having the opportunity, you traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it. You traveled.
Yes.
You went to the East Coast, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't you have fun?
I had loads of fun. It was so worth it.
And didn't it make it so much better because you knew that you had control over these episodes?
Yeah, I was not worried at all about getting one of the episodes.
What's that worth?
Freedom, joy, I don't know.
Everything.
Just being able to relax.
Yeah, exactly. Being able to relax. Yeah. So your efforts are proving worthwhile, yes?
Yes.
And
definitely.
You just indicated that you feel a lot more empowered regarding the, certainly, you know, the quality of your life, because that's really all we're talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking quality of life.
Yeah, it's actually gotten me to use initiative and just go and find my own recipes about stuff that I can eat and concocting things that taste really good that are completely free for me to eat.
Things that you never would have discovered earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you recommend to anybody out there who is suffering, whose quality of life is poo, as you say?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you recommend?
You know, just first, go to Paul, because he knows what he's talking about, and it's going to be really tough. You're going to need willpower, but then you're going to hit that telephone pole and say, you know what, this is it. I need to decide now, and if I want to feel good, I need to stop dilly-dallying and actually follow the plan.
And when you follow the plan?
You feel like amazing.
Yeah, exactly right. Dear, thank you so much for spending this time.
I
really, really appreciate it so much. I know that you and I this morning are going to help somebody. I know that they're going to hear this and go, well, gee, if Olivia can do it, I can do it.
Yes.
And thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And say hi to your folks for me. Hi! All right. Thanks so much for spending the time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.